From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with South Korea following North Korea's attack on a barrier island on Tuesday.
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
President Obama speaking with ABC News. He also said he won't speculate on possible military action. The White House says the U.S. and South Korea have agreed to hold joint military exercises and enhanced training within days. The president is praising new research suggesting progress toward preventing HIV infection. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a new federally funded study showing that a pill taken daily can reduce HIV infection rates in gay and bisexual men.
In a statement, President Obama says the study could mark the beginning of a new era in HIV prevention. The results show men who took a pill called Truvada at least 9 days out of every 10 lowered their risk of HIV infection by 73%. It's the first time a pill has been shown to reduce HIV infection in gay and bisexual men. Since the pill is approved to treat people already infected with HIV, there's nothing to prevent gay and bisexual men from asking their doctors to prescribe it, except the cost, around $35 a pill. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says patients who decide to take it should not stop using condoms, and they should make sure that they're not already HIV positive. Meanwhile, AIDS experts expect a lot of debate about just how to use this new information. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The U.S. economy grew in the third quarter, but not enough to bring down the unemployment rate. A weaker economic outlook prompted Federal Reserve officials to consider more radical steps to boost the economy, according to minutes released on Tuesday of a Fed meeting showing a resolute but divided central bank. Steve Beckner of Market News International says the Fed has downgraded its forecast of the economy's performance.
At an early November meeting, when the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee decided to resume large-scale purchases of Treasury securities to lower long-term interest rates, minutes show FOMC members feeling more gloomy about the economic outlook. The minutes reveal that Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues see disappointingly slow progress toward meeting the Fed's statutory dual mandate of full employment and price stability. The Fed's quarterly three-year forecast prepared at the meeting projects slower GDP growth and higher unemployment than in June. Unemployment is projected at 8.9 to 9.1% next year, much higher than previously forecast. Inflation is expected to rise a bit, but stay below 2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Asian shares are mixed amid worries about tensions on the Korean Peninsula. This is NPR News. The government says its estimate of how much oil remains in the Gulf of Mexico from BP spill is becoming more precise. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports a review finds chemical dispersants worked better than originally believed.
The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says a new analysis shows chemical dispersants broke up about 16% of the total spill. Jane Lubchenco says that's twice the initial calculation. Some have raised concerns over the impact that the dispersants have had on the Gulf and on people's health.
Now that we've had time to reflect, take into account more information, crunch the numbers, is a validation of the original numbers.
Lubchenco says the updated calculations do not indicate where oil remains or what effect it's having on the environment. Tens of thousands of water and sediment samples are still being tested. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A blizzard warning is in effect for Salt Lake City until 11 Wednesday morning. The area is being hit with strong winds and blowing snow from a system blamed for at least 3 deaths in Washington state. Sections of 2 interstate highways had to be closed after poor visibility caused 2 tractor-trailers to jackknife. Earlier, holiday travelers in Salt Lake City were told to leave the area right away or risk being stranded. Aid agencies are being urged to speed up efforts to contain the cholera outbreak in Haiti. UN officials say there are more than 60,000 confirmed cases of the disease there, including more than 1,400 deaths. They fear there could be hundreds of thousands of new cases in Haiti for up to a year. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.
Support for